It's Texas Standard Time.
News out yesterday that a former governor of the Mexican state of Tamaulipas, wanted in Texas, was arrested in Italy. Tomas Yerington was wanted in Brownsville on charges of drug trafficking, racketeering, and money laundering. Now, Yerington's far from the first Mexican politician to flee for Texas. In El Paso, another one of Mexico's highest-ranking former politicians has apparently taken refuge. Cesar Duarte is the one-time governor of the Mexican state of Chihuahua. Mexican officials suspect he's behind what has been called a network of corruption south of the border. The current governor of Chihuahua is putting together a case against his predecessor, Duarte, however, claiming to be the victim of political persecution. Dalia Estevez is a contributor to Forbes magazine, and she spends a lot of time investigating the nexus of money and politics, particularly in Mexico. Dalia, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for the invitation.
Why would Texas be a magnet for political figures like Duarte? Is there some sort of special immunity from prosecution here?
No, absolutely not. One of the reasons, or main reasons, is because it's a border state. Texas borders three states in Mexico, Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Chihuahua. And these three states are, I don't want to say pretty much controlled, but the cartels, the drug cartels, have taken over good chunks of the territory, and they have penetrated the political system when one of those governors, in this case Cesar Duarte, is investigated, and there's threats to bring him to justice in Mexico. Mm-hmm. He crosses the border.
I wonder, though, if there's not more than just geography. As you're well aware, we have a lot of Mexican nationals here in Texas, immigrants and just people here temporarily, of course, who see people of great monetary means, especially with political ties, public servants, as they're sometimes called in Mexico, who live in luxurious apartments here in Texas and maintain rather extravagant lifestyles. And among them, there's often the question, well, what about the influence of the money that some of these individuals have when they cross the border?
Well, these individuals, as you correctly say, are frequent visitors of Texas. That's where they go shopping. That's where they have real estate. And there's a whole system that supports or facilitates that kind of behavior in Texas. The banking system, the real estate, lawyers, attorneys, they have work with them or still work with them because there's a lot of means that they have. Most of these means are from corrupt activities while they were in power.
This system that you're talking about, are you talking about a system of attorneys and banks and so on and so forth north of the border? That is to say, basically based in Texas?
Right. The real estate, and it's Texas is not the only place where, I mean, we've seen it in New York, we've seen it in Florida, where the real estate do anything they can to lure rich foreigners, in this case Mexicans from Chihuahua, to buy real estate. They facilitate getting them mortgages when they run into trouble in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Or with the United States law enforcement. There's a bunch of lawyers willing to take their cases. And they most of these people speak Spanish. And so that's obviously a very attractive aspect that Texas offers to these corrupt people from Mexico.
Well, if you forgive me, but if you know about this as an investigative journalist, and of course you've written stories about this, is it conceivable that Texas officials don't know about this?
No, they know. Texas officials know, and a lot of the law enforcement agencies like ICE are involved, and there have been a lot of cases in your state in Texas of law enforcement people have been caught helping the cartels or helping these corrupt politicians from Mexico. Some of them have been arrested and prosecuted. And so it takes two to tango. You can't just have one side corrupt, one side where all the problems are, drugs and so forth, and not on the other side. If these people can get away with so much in Texas, it's because there's a whole system that supports them.
What could Texas do if they wanted to get, could they get more serious about this issue, or is this something that officials on this side of the border would rather not discuss?
No, I think they do, and there have been cases in which they have followed through in investigations and, you know, arresting and asking Mexico for extradition in Texas. I think what the problem here is that it's massive. And sometimes I feel like it's over their head, the law enforcement community.
It's just too much for them to handle, is what you seem to be saying.
Yes, I think so. There's an increasing number of corrupt people that cross the border, and they have a whole setup that they can hide from the Mexican authorities. I don't know if the Mexican authorities actually search for them or look for them very carefully, because Cesar Duarte, I mean, everybody knows that he's there. I think that he has people that is helping him remain underground or wherever he is.
Dolia Estevez is an investigative journalist and a contributing writer for Forbes. She follows the money trail of billionaires and Mexican politics. Dolia, thank you so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
Yes, thank you for the invitation.